And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is King Salami in the Cumberland Three. King Size Love.
Cross a little baby, let me hold you real tight. I'm gonna give you my loving, oh, with your hold of my mind. Yeah, I got it, I mean, I got it down, but make sure I shall love you pretty out of time. I give you king of size love. I'm the number one lover with all the girls in town. But then with you, my honey, I wanna settle down. I could never hurt you with a man to swine. When I'm under your spell, in my hands I die. I give you king of size love. Take it. Kick your size low. Love. I give you king of size love. I give you king of size love. I give you king of size love. King size love.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Salami and the Cumberland Three. They've got a new album out, mate.
Oh, nice.
Got a new album out. They're a brilliant band, going places. And I can't help thinking we were pretty much the first podcast to champion them.
I'd like to think so.
I'm absolutely sure we were. In fact, the first of any radio description to play King Salami in the Cumberland Three were us. And it's because we love them so much. They are so brilliant. And we like them so much that I think we did this the last time they brought an album out as well. We are topping and tailing the show with King Salami, Tony.
Oh, very nice.
We've got a sausagey start and a sausagey finish.
Lovely.
I know. What I want to ask you though, Tony, is what is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ King Salami and the Cumberland Three.
And is it the number three or the word three?
Number three.
It's the number three. It's King Salami and the Cumberland Three. Three being the numeric, if I may use that expression, Tony. So I may.
You may.
Oh no, good, thanks. Yeah, and as I say, we're playing more from them at the end show. They are on tour constantly these days. They play all over the world, and they are doing dates to push this album around the UK as we speak. So make sure you do check them out via their Facebook page or via another page I'll be giving you at the end of the show.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, that's very exciting. So you get two doses of salami, Tony.
Excellent.
I know, it's marvellous. Now, you might remember last week we talked about how we weren't on the brilliant internet radio station TBFM anymore and that it had a new name.
Yes.
However, I have found a way to make up for that, Tony.
Okay.
We may no longer be on the UK's premier alt-rock streaming station.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can gain a bigger listenership, Tony. Do you know how?
How's that?
Because I believe we're now broadcasting live from the Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer.
Oh, lovely.
My mate Steve, and hello to everyone in the Duke. If you are listening, I'll do. See, what happened was, Steve's the landlord, I should say, has decided that he should really play out Punky Radio every week as a way to get rid of his customers.
I like the idea, it's good.
So I think in the last hour of the pub, and I'm sorry to the customers, but it means if you're hearing me now, you're in the last hour, dude, so get another drink. That means we could be playing to upwards of 17 people.
Oh, it's dizzying heights.
Right now. I know. It's brilliant, isn't it? So, yeah, so we might make a bit of a thing about the Duke if it takes off. And I do expect responses from Duke regulars. And we can maybe put the Duke on the map as if it wasn't already.
There you go. One door closes, one door opens. We knew it would happen.
Exactly, Tony. And I thought the best way to carry this on would be to play two punk songs in a row.
Okay.
Right. Stay tuned for a completely out-of-order Australian punk band called Brad Pot.
Right.
But first up, how about some Christian punk rock from Stoke-on-Trent?
Oh, beautiful.
Brilliant.
The band are Peter 118, formerly, it was a guy who was in a band called Senseless, and then he has now formed this band, and this track came through, and I liked it, and I thought we'd play it. And you know, we're all things to all people, Tony.
Yeah, yeah, true.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Peter 118's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Peter118.
Facebook.com/Peter118UK. No. Which makes it poorly being internet while Tony won, unlike the 9-0 whitewash of last week, which is similar to what Liverpool did to Crystal Palace many years ago. This is Radio. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Brad Pot and a track called Dipped in Batter, which is from a latest release by them, which is a six-track EP, Tony.
Okay.
It's a six-track EP and it's come via Slovenly Records. Hello to Slovenly. And I should point out as well, King Salami came through via Dirty Water Records, and hello to them as well. because we are, they're our mates, aren't they now, really?
They are.
There are global garage punk and punk rock mates. Yes. However, Brad Pott, I've never met before. What with them living on the other side of the world and all that. Mm. But what is their Bandcamp page?
Bradpott.bandcamp.com?
It's as easy as that. It's bradpott.bandcamp.com. It's Tony 2, probably being the Internet 1. I think you're getting used to being ahead, Tony.
Jacket.
Yeah. And as usual, I'm just used to a little behind.
No.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
In that case, it's time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along. Leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. If you like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch, give us a cheeky follow, whatever you have to do on that there, Facebook. We do like to hear from you. Went 3 this week.
Good Lord.
Breaking Bottles Official have been in touch.
Have they now?
Hello, guys. Here's a punky song from our second single, Catch the Rats. Followed by
hold on. Did they actually say, hello, guys?
Yeah,
they
said, hello, guys.
Lame Buzzard.
Hello guys, here's a punky song from our second single, Catch the Rats, followed by more experimental tracks. Hope you like it. And I think they did list a YouTube link or something that is on there. Yeah. I don't know if we won't be doing it, will we?
Because it says at the top of the page, if you want us to play us on the show, send us an MP3.
Exactly. Do get in touch.
Post on the page.
Yes, right at the top there. So drop an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Get us an MP3. We'll play you.
Yeah, we might do something about it, but I'm not going to follow YouTube links.
No, we don't do that.
No.
Jugster has been in touch.
Right.
And they say, just listening to your show from the 25th. Loving it. So you know that band from Surrey that were around in the 70s and have now finally formed a band? Snap. Although the band is just me at the moment. Oh, and I'm down with the kids too because I have Twitter and Instagram. If you fancy listening to something of mine, I would suggest this one, which sums up both of us. There's a link. Jugster Music.
There's a link, is there? Despite the fact, at the top of the page, it says, if you would like to be considered to be played on our show, email paulieb@punkyradio.com an MP3 of your music.
Pretty much, yeah. I was actually going to read that link.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but I didn't listen to that thing you read out either, so...
There you go.
At the moment, Juxta, you need to get a band and start reading.
Get a band, get reading, and email in MP3s. Finally, Nescor has been in touch.
Hello, guys. We're now back on familiar ground.
Back on steady ground now, we're fine. Hipbone Slim, the Knee Tremblers. What a name. What a song. Thanks for that one. And don't despair. We listeners listen. Trying to write poetry, remember there's great jokes, or think of someone to twat can be a real struggle at times. All I want to do is listen to you. Should be a song title. So we might not be twatting, but we are listening, so keep it up.
That's very kind of you, Nes. Thank you very much. You made two old men. Well, sorry, but have you decided you're an old man yet? Or you,
in about 2 weeks I will be, yeah.
In about 2 weeks you'll be an old man, Tony.
Yeah, thanks, Nes. It's
and Tony.
Yes.
Down, you'll be a woman soon.
If the up goes well. Yeah. Thanks, Nes. It's nice to hear from everyone.
It takes a little comment, but a moment to do,
so if you can get in touch, do so. We do like to hear from you. When we don't hear from you for weeks... We do the show for nothing, but if you could just let us know that you're listening, that would be great.
I do it for nothing. I do it for love.
Well, that's true as well.
I don't care, but I do it for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, so is that it?
That's it, yeah.
So that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Next song this week, Tony, and now this is one of two tracks that we're playing this week that are from a new Bongo Boy Records release, Garage Punk Volume 3, which I believe is a free download. And one way to find out about it would be go to the band we're about to play's website where they have information about it, the band of the 4019s, Tony. What's their website?
The4019s.com?
It is. And how are you doing 40 and 19? Are you doing them both numeric? Are you doing both the words?
Oh, I'm doing both words.
By words? It's like you've been looking again. So what's that? It's Tony 3, Paulie B and Internet 1. I'm free.
Get off stars now.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, what was the 4019s? Two facts about them, Tony.
Right.
First up, the 4019s have been going for a very, very long time and were formed in Los Angeles but are now mainly active in the Midwest and Northeast of the United States.
Right.
That's the first thing. The second thing is they're called the 4019s, and next week, Tony, I will become 3017.
Ah.
I know.
Ah, you will. Well, it's Paulmas, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It is Paulmas. And I am making a bit of a thing about Paulmas, but I'll be talking about it later on in the show, Tony.
Okay, excellent.
Well, by now I'd like to know if you did anything last week.
I went to Germany last week.
Right.
I did, yes. Last Saturday, 20-something, 21st.
Let's just check, you drove, yeah?
I drove, as is my wont, I did drive. The week before, my girlfriend Steph flew, of course, to spend time with the family, and then I followed her a week later in the car.
And did you traverse the Antwerp Ring Road?
Yes. And you know what? It was fine.
Brilliant.
I think I had the best trip ever.
I'm pleased to hear it, Tony, because I will be in Antwerp in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, you're going? Yeah, of course you are. I remember you saying you were going to go.
So you got there. So where'd you go first?
So stayed at Steph's mum's. So we were in Bottrop. Twinned with Blackpool, as always.
Twinned with Blackpool, yeah, loving that.
And we went. I went to the planetarium.
Not sure Bottrop are loving that, but
yeah. Went to a planetarium in a town called Bochum. A planetarium.
Oh, I thought it said a pantyarium. I thought, but that's where insane stars keep all of their ewes niggers, is it?
Exactly.
It's a pantyarium in Bottrop. It would seem appropriate.
What? Yeah,
so, it's a planetarium. Sorry.
Yes. Yeah, so the first time I've ever been to one. So we went to see that, and it was a Northern Lights kind of film and music. It was all right. It was classical music with pictures, effectively. But I've never been to a planetarium before.
Right.
Interesting. That's where I had my picture taken with the spaceman outfit.
Right, with the spaceman outfit, which is far superior to the one that you didn't get taken properly of you next to Lemmy at the Marshall Amp Factory in Milton Keynes.
Really helps if you have someone else take it.
It does.
Mm. And then it was pretty much...
Yeah. Which you could have done.
I could have done, yeah. But I am quite happy with that spaceman photo. It is good.
Yeah,
it
is a good picture.
It is. Then what I do. So then it was our new niece's first birthday, so we did that. Celebrated that. It's called cake.
You like cake?
I do love a bit of cake. There's five different types of cake as well.
chocolate orange was nice, my favourite. Anyway, so then we went to Bonn, had 3 nights at the Hilton, which was kind of trying to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Bonn is kind of the home. It used to be the old, I think, the old Parliament used to be there.
And congratulations to you, by the way.
Thank you very much. It was like the old, not capital, but I think when Berlin was taken over, Bonn was temporary parliament, so it's quite a busy city, and it's also where Haribo's from. It was just
you do
there for
have
a couple of
most
days.
Of the important historical facts to hand, don't you?
Yes.
Doesn't matter the fact that Bonn was indeed the capital of West Germany, I think, for all the time it was West Germany. Mm. But more importantly, you noticed the sweet factory.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we're just there for a couple of days. We were only there for a week, and two of those days were driving days. So it was kind of a brief visit, really. So two days in Bonn, 3 nights, and then we came back via Belgium, stayed overnight in Alter, which is just a pit stop, and then home again. But yeah, but the drive there, brilliant. Antwerp, sweet as a nut, no traffic. First time ever.
Is that the first time you've done it on a weekend day?
It is, yeah.
Maybe that's why, Tony.
I'm thinking why it is, because we normally hit about 5 o'clock because of the 12 o'clock ferry. And we'll get shafted every time. But this time, yeah, no problems whatsoever.
Well, I was abroad as well last week, Tony.
You were? How
I
did
was.
You
go? I went to Oslo and something funny happened.
Okay.
I'm not just talking about my show. So I'm going to do this as briefly as I can, but it was the last night of the bar in Star Pub on Lille Grensen. So it was the last night that I'd be doing a comedy show there, and obviously we all drank the place dry.
Nice.
And for once, alcohol was reasonably priced in Oslo, because they were getting rid of it, basically. And I then left there, went to a bar called Skyggesiden, which is where my favourite bar in Oslo, really, and I go there a lot, where I fell into the company, Tony, of 3 Norwegian ladies who were all very keen on not only the English accent, but in particular my English accent, so much so that they said they were having a party and would like to go to it. I said, sure, I'd love to go to your party. So we got into a taxi and went back to one of their houses, where the party was the 3 of them and me, where they asked me to keep talking.
Right.
I stayed there till about 6:30, talking and drinking, and then the one whose apartment it was said, "I'd like to go to bed now. Can everybody leave?" Quite easy, because there were only 3 of us to sort out. So one of them lived in the same apartment block. She went back, and the other one asked me if I would walk her back to her apartment. So I did. I walked her back to her apartment. It's now approximately 7 a.m. We get into the apartment where she says, "Would you like some wine?" I went, "Absolutely." So I sat down and drank some wine, and we were talking more and more because she just wanted to keep hearing my voice. And then it got to about 8:30, Tony, and she said, "Do you fancy some breakfast?" I went, "Yes, breakfast would be an excellent idea." So she went into the kitchen where she stayed for an hour, and I just kind of sat about on the sofa thinking, well, I don't know what's coming, it's bound to be all right. Round about 9:30, maybe 9 o'clock, maybe I've got this a bit wrong. She said, "Here's the food," and we sat down at this big table, and she gave me my breakfast. And what do you think she gave me for breakfast, Tony?
Ooh, waffles.
Would you like an advance on waffles?
No, I don't know. Go on.
Christmas dinner.
Beautiful.
Turkey with all the trimmings, mate. Unbelievable. For breakfast. It turns out you can have Christmas dinner any time of day. It's absolutely delicious.
Nice.
I got wrapped up about 9:45, and then I went, "Look, I'm really tired. Can I maybe have a little kip on your sofa for an hour or two?" And she went, "No, I do not let men stay overnight in my house. You have to leave right now." I went, "It's 9:45 in the morning. I already have stayed overnight in your house. I've just done it awake rather than asleep." She went, no, "You have to leave," and kicked me out. Kicked out 9:45 Sunday morning in the snow in Oslo, in an area of the city called Majorstuen, which is right out west. And I got on the tram in Majorstuen, not realising that Majorstuen was in fact the last stop on the tram, and the tram can only go back into the city. After 4 stops, convinced myself I was going the wrong way, got off, it being a Sunday morning, realised very quickly I was in fact going the right way, and there wasn't another tram for nearly an hour. So I had to walk all the way into the city in the snow to get back to my hotel. Got to my hotel at 11, where I slept soundly for a couple of hours.
Wow.
It was quite a night.
Well, hey, turkey dinner. Breakfast.
Oh, no. Brilliant. Right. I'm going to play you something from the vaults, Tony.
Okay.
Now, this is the ongoing thing that we have with Action Time Vision, the new 4-CD box set out on Cherry Red Records right now, which features 111 punk rock tracks and post-punk and new wave from, I think it's from 76 to 79, from memory. It's absolutely brilliant. We've been playing loads of it. We've basically been playing one a week. And we've decided, or I've decided, that we're going to play a track a week until Easter. This is the latest one. This is from a band called The Stoked, Tony, that are around in 77 and 78, formed in South London. I don't have a lot more information about them than that, but you can find a bit more about them via a website called Punky Gibbon. So what do you think is The Stoked's page at Punky Gibbon?
punkygibbon.co.uk/thestoat.
Good idea. punkygibbon.co.uk/bands/s/stoat. Wrong. But if you type in The Stoat Punk, you will be able to find out a bit about them. Paulie B Internet 2, Tony 3, and this is Office Girl. Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And I did mean that. Sorry, I was suddenly looking at the wrong bit. That was The Stoat and Office Girl, and there'll be more from Action Time Vision next week. That when I last looked, which was admittedly a fortnight ago, the CD was currently sold out, but it's still available online as far as I know, and they are taking orders. They're doing another pressing. So it's really worth getting. It's an amazing thing.
It is, and we've had people... listeners buy it and appreciate
and
it.
And others about
so,
it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Yeah, so then, Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Ooh.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you do have a gig to let me know about, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much you just watch them play. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. Doesn't have to be your band. Just if you see an interesting gig, let me know. I haven't had any this week emailed, but I have had a quick look online. So if you are local, to me, the Doghouse yet again has a gig on this Friday the 3rd. It is a Sex Pistols experience night, but they're playing with the 610, The Lost Future and Bleed. If you are familiar with the Doghouse, do check that out. If you aren't, do check out the Doghouse. It's in Carlton, on Carlton Hill. Do support it. Good venue. I hope I'm not nixing it by featuring more than one gig on this, because I do have a bit of a reputation for killing gigs by my gig guide.
But Tony, we are both quite good at shutting things down.
Yeah, pretty much. But if you haven't ever been, do go. If you do go, go again.
It's a good venue. It is a good venue.
Yeah, it's run.
And we've got some good beer.
It's cracking beer. Good venue. Good, and they're run by the right people, so it's good. Yeah, but that's it. That's all I have this week.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's international gig guide.
Ooh, in the Doghouse in Carlton. Make sure you have your jabs.
Baz.
And hello to Baz, by the way, we should say, who runs the venue.
Yep.
Because we do know Baz. All right, then. So I'm going to play another track now, Tone, from this free, I believe it's free to download, Garage Punk compilation that's out now via Bongo Boy. Bongo Boy. Because we've got a Bongo Joe and a Bongo Boy going. I think this is Bongo Boy Records.
Right, okay.
And they're kind of more garage rock than garage punk. And this is an example of this. It's a band called The Sloths, Tony, or The Sloths, if you will. What would you say, Sloth or Sloth?
Sloth.
Fair enough. We'll keep it Sloths. Now, this band, interesting, Tony, in that they were first formed in Los Angeles in the mid-60s.
Ooh, blimey.
That's right. And they've never stopped playing. I mean, they have from time to time. Obviously, they haven't just had the guitars around their neck for 2 years or whatever it is. But yeah, they're still doing gigs now. They're incredible. And you can find out more about... And Tony, they might be old men, but they've got a Facebook page.
Facebook.com/The Sloths.
Facebook.com/The Sloths Band 1965. Ah. And that's 1965. Facebook.com/The Sloths Band 1965. Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony 3. This is getting interesting.
Ooh.
And this is One Way Out.
Katie slammed her door, fell on her bed. It was the way they said it, not what was said. Neither knew who or what their daughter really was. Katie texted Annie in need of a buzz. By 7:35, she was shotgunning Annie's truck, doing donuts in the dirt, neither giving a fuck. Annie lost control, spun the Ford into the creek. They laughed, Katie broke down and started to freak. Annie tossed her the vial, said, girl, let's fly out of here. They snorted every speck, made love and the pain disappeared. And it's one way out. One way out. One way out. One way out. 9 bad years of marriage and drinking too much wine. They shut off their nightlights, agreeing it was time. Long forgotten was the vow of love and happiness. A marriage once so perfect, now a perfect mess. The house went on the market for a fair price. They hired expensive lawyers for legal advice. As the final papers were about to be signed, he put down the pen, shook his head, and declined. She stared at him saying, hey, we agreed this was for the best. He said, but I still love you, let's start again. Please say yes, it's not the one way out. It's not the one way out. 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 the Dobbs enlisted. There were no other choices. He got into fights all his life, and at night he heard voices. Shipped off to some desert on June 31st. Stress, lack of sleep, and the training made him worse. He did what he was told. He obeyed every command. Blasted the enemy into pools of blood in the sand. Then Dobbs snapped, went rogue, shot anything with breath. A school of refugee children, the man put to death. When the young soldier realized what he had done, in his mouth he put the barrel of his gun. 'Cause it's one way out. Yeah, it's one way. A suicide kid. His parents were religious, but they backslid. Boy had no guidance, no hope, no God. Corey was found recruited into the Jesus Squad. He was taken to the camp. He was taught how to pray. Felt his burden lifted free from Judgment Day. Congregation celebrated. Scored so was clean. Pointed him their pastor. Boy was only 16. Reverend Corey streets with his Christian ministry, preaching trapped by Satan's power is the way to be free. One way out. 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 Way out. Way out. Way out. Way out. Way out. Way out.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
So just got back, quite a heavy work week, and hopefully try and get some band practice in. Just try and get started. I feel like January has been very much a back from Christmas, need to sort out going to Germany. Now we're back, I think we're just going to try and concentrate on getting some stuff done. Got to try and plan my birthday in a couple of weeks, so we've got to think about that. But not, apart from that, not much. But what are you up to?
So, are you saying that the year starts here?
Pretty much.
Right.
So that's what it's starting to feel like, yeah.
I've got my comedy show in Hitchin this Friday, Tony. And it coincides with Paulmas, just about, because Paulmas actually starts on Saturday the 4th. That'll be Paulmas Eve. But on Friday the 3rd, I've got my very good friend and excellent stand-up comic Ninya Benjamin coming to the show at Woodside Hall in Hitchin. You can find out more via lastminutecomedy.com. Two excellent support acts in the shape of Zara Barry and Robin Boot. I'll be the MC, and it's all a great show. Come down. It's £10 to get in, £8 to members. As I say, you find out more lastminutecomedy.com. So that's my main thing I'm doing this week. Then, as I say, Paulmas Eve on Saturday. Depending on my movements, I may go to a psychobilly all day that's happening in North London, and it's in aid of a cancer charity, and it features Frenzy and the Highliners and loads of other bands, but I can't remember where it is, which is why I didn't mention it in the gig guide bit. So depending on work commitments, I might try and go to that, or I might come back. My birthday, Paulmas Day, is on Sunday the 5th, and then Paul B. Oxen Day is Monday the 6th, and I will let you know what I got up to over Paulmas properly on the show next week.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So you're pretty much down south then until...
I'm pretty much down south this week, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Going to play two songs in a row now.
All right.
Okay. Stay tuned for a band all the way from Boston, Lincolnshire, called Vigilantes, that we haven't played before. There's a few bands we haven't played before this week. Mm. But first up, a band called The Dharmas that we have played before relatively recently. And I think we played them fairly late, 2016. They've got a new album out right now. They have come by Lovely Records, and they are from, Tony, the quiet town of Bromölla in Sweden.
Oh, wow.
And I call it the quiet town of Bromölla in Sweden because on their Bandcamp page, in the little paragraph that describes them, it says that the Dharmas are a garage punk and roll band from the quiet town of Bromölla in Sweden.
Oh, beautiful.
It's really nice. What's their Bandcamp page, Tony?
TheDharmas.bandcamp.com?
Oh, it is. And Dharmas is DHMERS, thedharmas.bandcamp.com. That makes it Tony 4, Paulie B the Internet 3, and this is Nightcrawler.
Dyke Mike.
What a shame, what a shame. You look so young, you haven't aged. And all your friends aren't your friends. They just watch you in their pockets. And sticks and stones may break your bones, but it's your castle, you're never alone. And broken walls with beautiful falls leads you to guess when no one's home. But so I'm told, they don't seem to care at all. What a shame, what a shame. You're not the one who is to blame, but no one is. They're setting up quite a lot of all your bad, bad luck again. Your tarot cards, man, is just so avant-garde. So working out, cause you set up quite a lot of all your luck. But so I'm told, they don't seem to care at all. Silence just shows what's been before. When the days have to drag and it's fun and flaw, and the skeleton you close out a trophy case for the person you haven't seen of late. Silence just shows what's been before. When the days have to drag and it's fun to the floor, and the skeleton you close out a trophy case for the person you haven't seen of late.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vigilantes on a track called What a Shame. As I say, all the way from Boston, Lincolnshire, described as indie rock, but I'd call them a little bit close to punk than that myself. If you go to their Facebook page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/vigilantesband.
facebook.com/thevigilantesmusic. Poorly being step four, Tony, four. If you go to, there's pressure this week, if you go to their Facebook page, you will see a link to a video of them recorded in Nottingham.
Oh, really?
That's very exciting, isn't it? Mm. So there is quite a bit of a local touch to the show this week. Oh, Tony, I like a local touch.
Yeah, everyone loves a bit of local touch, don't
they? They really do. That would have been a better song. Now, who was that? Was that Spencer Davis Group? And then the Blues Brothers covered it. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody to give them a local touch. No, was it Spencer? No, that wasn't. No, Spencer Davis Group was Keep On Running, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't know. It was Solomon Burke, Tony. I think it was Solomon Burke. Ooh. I'll tell you one bloke who would know.
What's that?
Stephen the Duke. He'd know that straight away. I think it's probably Solomon. Steve, if you lot are still listening, well done.
Yeah.
Well done. You've got this far. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. We will put it to both of us. We don't necessarily have to agree with it, but we put it to the judgment of me and Paul. So feel free, drop me an email. So had from a new listener this week, or certainly first time getting in touch with us, from George.
Hello, George.
Hello, George. And he says, hello, Tony. So that's good to know. I found punky late in life, and now that I've just about caught up, I'll start to contribute a bit. I'd like to twat the 8 wanker members of the Supreme Court that decided that we don't actually live in a democracy anymore, and that the spineless children of Parliament have to decide whether we can actually trigger the Article 50 that we voted for. And that's from George the Devon Dogger.
That is George the Brexiteer, my friend. That
is brilliant.
Yeah, that is brilliant. Yeah, well, you know what? It's kind of all right anyway. I don't mind Parliament having a chat about something. It's all going to go through anyway. And it might shut you lot up a bit by saying, well, you have discussed it. They're already moaning about the fact that they've only had 2 days when they had a couple of weeks before they went into Europe in the first place and all that. They're still trying to find a moan. In the same way that people are now finding a moan about us, about the United Kingdom granting Donald Trump a state visit. Oh, you shouldn't do that. No, 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 no. He don't let people in his country. No, 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 no. Everything's really bad and he's a bad man. No, 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 no. I could have sworn last year that we let the Chinese on a state visit without any trouble at all. And if I'm not mistaken, the Chinese have a proven bad human rights record and aren't very good at letting people in or out of their country, and they're constantly causing bother with their own people. And Donald's only said a couple of things so far and you're already crying about it. So yes, I'm absolutely with George on this for a number of reasons, not least of which I'm getting rather tired of Facebook.
Right. Yeah, the social justice worry stuff is a bit
It's like I noticed someone who is of a left-leaning perspective, who is a friend of mine and was quite a prominent Remain voter and campaigner during last year's terrific referendum, who actually put on Facebook the other day, blimey, we really like a petition, don't we? It's really funny. I think everyone's getting sick of petitions. Not another thing to sign.
I'm sick of all of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not. I am, but I still, you know, I find it all quite funny.
Yeah?
I know that you shouldn't vote for things just because there'll be a laugh. But that's how I'm going, and I am finding it all quite comical. But anyway, twat, justified, go for it.
Yeah? Okay.
Why, were you thinking no?
I'm thinking no, yeah.
Oh, that's why, for the first time ever, you said which will be judged by me and Paul. That's why you said that, wasn't it? Because you don't have to get involved.
As I said previously, I'm trying to stay out of stuff this year. So
You can't, can you? Because you don't agree with this. So come on, give us your reason.
I just don't agree with it.
Jobs.
I think the point he's making is right. But I think I'd go as far as to say I'd twat Cameron back in the start when they didn't do the was it the referendum? They said, didn't they? Basically, the referendum wasn't legally binding. They should have made it legally binding rather than give themselves an out, which is why they've had to have this court case, as far as I can see. But I don't think twatting Supreme members of the court is helpful in any way, shape or form.
Right, well, first up, we've already twatted Cameron.
Yeah, we do love twatting Cameron, though.
We do love twatting Cameron. So I do like the fact that you have now said that there are Supreme members in the court. So why don't you just twat some Supreme members on behalf of David Cameron?
There you go.
How about that? Because I think they do deserve a twatting.
Yeah?
Yeah, in general. I think anyone who wants to be on a Supreme Court is a little bit judgmental.
Well, yeah, by definition.
We've got a bloke called Judgmental, and I've got the cinnamon gum. I need to get him going, don't I?
You see, that's true. It's a good point, actually. We were going to bring him back.
We are going to bring him back. At the moment, I have mislaid my package.
Okay. Well, you don't want to do that.
As soon as someone mentions a Supreme member, it makes me think of my package. I can't think why. Anyway, look, I think we have to track them, man. It's a new listener. You've got to support the new listeners, don't
you? You do, don't you?
Yeah.
You can
say it with gritted teeth, if you like.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, Punky is a dictatorship, not a democracy. So we'll do it.
Oh, so because Punk is a dictatorship and not a democracy, because I'm saying we've got to twat him, that's it. You're just...
Paul, I do what you tell me.
Son of a gun.
It's easy. right, so...
I mean, you're right, obviously.
Obviously. So, because the aforementioned reasons, I don't know what that would be, for deciding that we're a democracy or something, the 8 members of the Supreme Court...
It was for deciding that we're not a democracy, Tony. You're even trying to...
Oh, right, that was it.
Honestly, man, I think I might have to do this.
Go on, then, you do it.
All right. So for everything that George said that I agree with completely and Tony doesn't, from all the way in judge land, the Supreme Court, and for being complete members, the Supreme Court
is a twat.
There you go. How about that?
There you go.
That'll do, won't it?
Much better.
Right. One last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
We're starting as we finished. From the album Going Back to Worstville, we're now going to play the title track from King Salami and the Cumberland Three's latest album, A Great Band, and hello to Eric Baconstrip, who we are all friends with.
I've never met the guy, but...
Yeah, but he's a Facebook friend of yours.
Is this
and
true?
He's a friend of mine. And you know who else knows him, Tony?
Who's that?
Stephen the Duke.
Of course
Steve
he does.
Yeah, because Steve's met him a few times.
You did the glasses thing, didn't you?
It's a brilliant new album, Tony.
Yeah.
It's such a great band. Do check them out. What do I know, Tony, is to win the competition this week, Tony, what is King's... And bear in mind that I might have known something like this might happen.
Right.
What is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/bands/King Salami and the Cumberland Three.
ReverbNation.com/King Salami and the Cumberland Three. The new X is exactly the same as Facebook. The victory. Paulie Beans, there 5, Tony 4. You can argue about this all day, but no one will be listening because instead we'll be listening to Going Back to Worstville. About the size of it for this week. Thank you all very much for listening out there in internet land, and all of you who download and everyone else who listens in real life, and maybe even one or two of you in the Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer. Tony, perhaps you could mention the internet stations that still carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Padunk Radio, which is P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew A-N-D-R-A.S-E. Don't forget, we're not on TVFM anymore.
It's still listening to you though.
Yeah, I think they, as of the 1st of Feb, they are, is it Hard Rock Radio?
I think Hard Rock Hell, aren't they?
Hard Rock Hell.
Yeah, so very, very good station. Do make sure you check them out. Even though we are no longer on them, we remain very good friends.
Exactly. If the kind of stuff that you like on the show, you'll like that. So do check out, give it a chance. If you are a band, submit some music to them. Go for it.
It was mutual, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was mutual. Any time you say it was mutual, it wasn't. But it was, wasn't it? It was mutual.
It was.
Look, I hope I'd see some of you this Friday at my comedy club in Hitchin watching Ninny Benjamin, who is terrific. That's about it. We'll talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Got poo.
Bunch of guns.